Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. We are continuing in with the halachas of Birkas HaMoitzah that we started last week. The Gemara in Brachas, in Daf 1 on the page, right side of the page, the Gemara says, Omar Rav, toil b'roich, ein tzorich levarch. Prison says, wash your hands, and then you do a bracha. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, now wash your hands, sorry, take a piece of the bread, I'm sorry. Look at Rashi says, Tol b'roich, ha-boitzeya koidim shetom min ha-pruso, before he ate from the piece, botzo yimeno ve-oishid le-mi she-etzloi. He gave it to the one next to him, omer lei, tol mi-pruso z-abrocho, take the piece of bread, ha-va-bish, even though he spoke in between, ain't tzoch lach zavo, he doesn't do a bracha again. Why? Even though when you speak in the, between a bracha and a mitzvah, it's afsik. Kedarim be-menachos, sag ben tefillin, tefillin tzoch levarich. If a person put in tefillin, said a bracha, he had to ask, he can do a bracha again. If a person says a bracha, and he tells the guy next to him, he says, here, take a bread before he ate, it's fine, because it's part of the seud, I'm giving you the bracha. That's what the Gemara starts with. The Gemara continues and says, but he always says, if he says, bring me salt, or bring me some spice, then you have to do a bracha. Even if he says, melech liftan, he doesn't have to do a bracha. Why? Because it's part of the meal. But if he says, prepare the food for my animals, that's a hefsek. Even when you prepare food for the animals, also you have to give your animals to eat first. So I can't eat the bread. Sometimes the person is washing his hands. He's about to eat the bread. Oh, I forgot to feed the animals. As we'll see, it's a mitzvah to feed the animals. Some hold the mitzvah deraisa. To feed the animals before you feed yourself. You know, if you want to jump right away to number 10 on the left side of the page in the bottom, just to see this quickly, this is just to point this thing out. The Mogen Avraham over here tells us, the last Mogen Avraham on the page, when he brings about the Behemo, Havitzach Esudis V'Gvam Da'asu Litoin Koidim She'itil V'Emtoin. Now let it eat before you give it to the animal. That's what he says. It's the answer. So going back to the Gemara, we're saying over here, that if you can't eat before giving the animal. So therefore you're allowed to have sex, stop between the bracha and eating, to say to feed the animals. That's what Rashi says too. Look at the next Rashi, Avihu Melech. Now me tzorech levorech, shavzu tzorech bracha, shte prusa shebracha nechaz betam. You want to eat well, so that's part of the bracha. So Rashi points out the idea that it's part of the bracha. In other words, it's tzorech bracha. I need to do the bracha. How to do bracha? I had a discussion with David last night. When a person does a bracha for psalmim and he can't reach the psalmim, he has someone to pass in the psalmim. That's exactly what we're learning today. Everything you have to do for the bracha is part of the bracha. It's not considered to be an hefsek. But, so that's one thing over here. Before we continue, before we see the taisos over here, look at the Gemara. The word continues and says, before you cut the bread, make sure, before you do a bracha on the bread, make sure everybody has salt. Because you must have salt to eat the bread. Rabbi Shmuel Ikla be Reish Kalusi, get the house of Reish Kalusi. Afiku le rifta, they gave him bread. Ubatsu le edja, he bent right away before they brought him salt. Amalu le odom amishpaitse, you chose your mind, you don't have to have salt. Amalu leis din tzach boshes, this is very clean bread. I don't need a spice or salt for it. So, Taisa says over here, in number 3 in the page, says Taisa, Taisa explains again, how can you ask for salt between the bracha and the eating? Says to his Hadas. According to the first one, he brings the Rashi, we'll skip a few lines, and then he says, go, let's start from the narrow lines. Also by Shchita. If you said something in between, the Bracha and the Shchita, so then it's a Hefsek. Unless it's referring to what you talk about Shchita. For example, he's shechting. He says, is there any more chickens to shecht? It's part. You need it for the shechita. You did the bracha on the shechita. He tells the guy that he's doing shechita for, hold it better. It's not so tight, hold it stronger before I do the shechita. So a shechita. That's what he says. And then he says, "Ein zavzuk avanu einanu regim lavi al shulchan lemelech v'lelifter." We don't bring salt and lift onto the table. It's like the case we had afterwards. When you have a chashuv of bread, I don't need to have salt. Then he says, "Medak was very careful to bring salt. Why? When you have salt at the table, it reminds the Kadosh Baruch Hu of the bris melech, the covenant of salt that we have in the Karbonis, and therefore it's very good to have it on the table to have salt as well. So therefore it's kedai to have salt, even though we maybe don't need to, it's a good thing to have it. Tosfos brings it to tell us, do we have a problem of having salt al tzehev sek or not? So Tosfos says, even for us, we need salt part of the bracha. Rashi and Tosfos...
Even if it's not a chiyuv, since there is a mila to it, it's still...
Right, exactly. If you do want to use it, as part of the meal. Tosfos and Rashi, the boy point out that this is a din in the bracha. You look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Hach sicha tzorich bracha." This sicha is part of the bracha. You need it for the bracha. Tosfos also says it. He says over here, "Ilav mi zeh suda." He brings it, and the idea is that it's part of the bracha. They do the lasha part of the bracha. The Rambam at number 4 over here says a little differently. The Rambam number 4 says here, "Prayer kalaf alochaches kol abrachos kulam lo yapsik ben abrachol ben adobah shemavochim olaf." Don't do hefsek, but dvarim achem other things. V'im hefsek tzarch la'azol avoch shem. If you did hefsek, you have to do a bracha again. V'im sibudol shem inyan dvarim shemavochim aleihem. He does the hefsek with things they have to do with what you're doing bracha on. Ain't tzarch avoch shem. Do a bracha again. Anything has to do with what you're eating is not a problem. So the Bishayis, if it does a diuk over here, that there's a difference between Rashi Tais and the Rambam. Rashi Tais Mash has to do with the brocha. I'm doing a brikas amoitzi. I can't eat the bread without salt. I can't eat the bread before I give to the animal. So it has to do with the brocha itself. My brocha is falling on the bread. It's chal on the bread. And I want to eat, I have to do something, so in order to enable me to use the bracha, so then I can do a hefsek. But it's nothing to do with the bracha itself. Let's say I want to do something for the meal, but now with the bracha, so then you can do a hefsek. The Rambam's lashon is, mehefsek b'dayin dvarim shem me'inyan dvarim shemevorchim olav. It has to do, it's associated with what you're eating. Meaning even if it's not, it has to do with the bracha itself. And it has to do with the meal. So if...
As if the bracha is on the meal and not just on the bread.
Right. Basically, it has to do with anything to do with it. So, for example, you're sitting at the table, you're about to eat the bread, you want to give it, and suddenly Yossi is not on the table, and you need Yossi, because where's Yossi? It has nothing to do with the bracha, but maybe it has to do with the meal. Sometimes, if it has to do with the meal, it's okay. And that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskas and Lalocha. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch number 9, left side of the page, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, that first of all, we see the first seif, which is a little less relevant to us regarding the salt, but it's still bread la halacha. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Lo yiftzad sheyaviu lefanav melech or lifton." Bring salt. Before the salt is on the table, don't do a bracha. Havas b'apad tzio v'himi nikio, which is clean, or she b'stuvas b'tavlim v'melech, it's already processed with salt, cane shon like we have, or she's kavim lechol paschanim, he has no interest in salt, ain't a tzorech lam, you have to wait for the salt. Says the Ramah, "Mikol makom mitzvah la'avi al kol shulchan melech." It's better to have salt. Koyde sheivtza ki ha'shulchan doyim l'mizbeach. Our table is like a mizbeach. Ve'achil ka karbon, and our eating is like eating our karbon. V'nei malkol kabocha takir melech v'u megina peron. It's better to eat it. Basically, if a person knows, if a person realizes, every time he eats, it's like doing a karbon. You can elevate your eating to such a high level. So part of that is, if you want to elevate your eating, is have salt with it. That's what the Ramah tells us. Right? And the Mugen Avram says over here, number 10, on the left side of the page, the Ramah brings that even though we don't have to do Rila Melech, he also says this idea. He says, come on, Pirush Avagah, they ain't on the Noagim, but you don't need salt, should they have Shapad Melech, we call it Mitzvah Anich LaShuchan. Even if you don't use the salt, have salt on the table. That's what the Mugen Avram says. And that's what the Mugen Avram, because of the Kubalim, the Tal Pirush HaPsiach HaMelech is better to put into the salt, So it's kedai to do salt even during the week. Try to have salt when you're eating bread. So that's the first halach. Then comes in the Shulchan Aruch of Sivov, and he says, Yoichal miyad v'lo yasiach bein brocha l'achilu. Don't stop in between. It's a hefsek. V'imsach, if he didn't stop, tzorich lachzor levorich. It's the brocha again. Elim ken hoiso asich b'dvorim mi'inyan dvorim shvorchim alav. He's used the language of the Rambam. As long as you have referring to something that has to do with what you eating. Not the brocha dafka, but anything has to do with it. Salt. To the point that give someone to eat, that doesn't necessarily have to do with the bracha. Give it to Yossi. You could do a hefsek between the bracha and the eating if it has to do with the meal. That's what it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, before we continue on, but don't anything has nothing to do with the meal. You can't do a hefsek, and I'll stop. So the person did a bracha, and he says, oh, the weather's so beautiful, he has to repeat the bracha again. Right? Till when? When do you say that's enough? So if you look at the Mogen Avraham over here, number 10, back to the bottom of the page on the left, the Gemara says, lo yasiach, look at the Mogen Avraham, ad sheyiv la prusa, until you swallow. You have to swallow what's in your mouth. Miyu, if he's talking while he is chewing, if it's already in his mouth, it's okay. That's what he says. So he has a tzorach yun for something else. We're not going to go into that right now.
But
even less to gazayas. So if I look at the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Mishnah Berurah number 13, the Mishnah Berurah says, number 12. He says, the third line. Third line says the Mishnah Berurah. We call it Avar V'sach Boi Deloyes, Koidim Sheyiv La Bruso, Bedvarim Sheyinu Mitzach Esehuda, Tzach Iyu Nimtzach La'as Revoch. He's already chewing. Is that good enough? So he's not sure about it. Brother Mogen Avraham says it's fine. He brings others that are arguing. It's a bir halacha, a very long bir halacha, brings many opinions about that. And he goes on, he brings different shittas. Amnom, ein tzorich sheyoichal davka shu kazais. Your point. You don't need a kazais. Koyd shiv the da, but I feel like I like pockets because I have even something small. Chashiv achil yanzid the mutal da b'achakach, im tzorich lekach, he could eat. V'shaloi b'kabatchak, tov shiyoch b'tchil shu kazais. Better to eat kazais. That's a very important halacha. Meaning that ideally person should not eat until they eat kazais. Don't speak before you eat a kazais. So lechatchila, put a bread in your mouth, eat a full kazais before you speak. B'di'evet, as long as you swallowed something, you could eat. Meaning even not so b'di'evet, even b'shazat chag, it's something urgent. I need to say something very urgent, so you could say even less the kazais. If you're chewing, so b'di'evet it's fine. Many hold it's not fine. Rashi was not so clear about it. Okay, everyone tells if you're chewing, you're fine. Before you're chewing, you have to repeat your bracha. If the person did a bracha, by mistake said something, he has to repeat the bracha. If it's not, tzorich ha-seuda. So that's if you have it inside. If it's tzorich ha-seuda, even at tzorich the bracha, as Mishnah Berurah, next Mishnah Berurah says, which is really the Mogen Avraham also puts it out, that comes off of Shulchan Aruch, mina dvar afilu efsiku dvar yishe tzorich b'samaitzi. Like when you soon, anything to do with the meal, feel deeper. He says, bring the dish. What do you do with the meal? He says, oh, you know what? Can you bring already the fish? We should eat the fish right after. It's okay. And we'll have the hefsek. It's part of the meal. Anything part of the meal, you're fine. So that is the first halacha that comes out of what we learned. You can speak about things that have to do with the meal, not like Rosh Hashanah has to do with the moitzi. You cannot speak about other things. If you do speak, it's a hefsek. I have to say the bracha again. Unless you swallowed. If you're chewing, discussion, we see the Mogen Avraham says it's fine. Okay, so that's that first point. Now, there is over here, maybe before we go on, there's another interesting halacha that has to do with hefsek.
Making kiddush.
Making?
Making kiddush. before.
Before what? Yeah, everybody. Oh, between the test dying. Yeah, that washing is something else. We're talking about because of Maitzi.
Yeah.
That's something else. You know, okay, let's go first of all to the main sugya over here. We have over here the Bisoysif in number 5 says the following. Kosovo Rikach, Rikach says, Im deeper shad voim bin mikas amoitza el chiloso, it's like the vecha moitza from Shanis. If you, we just learned. You said he did a hefsek, so what do you have to do? Do the bracha again. Aval im ochal abitzea meat, v'sichu ha nafki kulu, k'demash v'yir kol me'arv. Because Rikach is a kaval like a chiddish. You're in a Shabbos table. The Baal Bayit says, Baruch Adosh Yerom, Yitzilecha min ha'aretz. He's eating. You want to speak. You didn't eat yet. You didn't get a piece of bread. Can you speak or not? Says the Rekech, you can speak. Because as long as the one who did the bracha ate, the other ones can speak. Tremendous chiddush, right? As the Rekech says, he brings the rabbi and the rabbi, and the Bishayis doesn't like that. They rish, you know, let's see, what's the rayo? Look at the Gemara in Erevin, at number 6. What does the Gemara in Erevin say? The Gemara in Erevin says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Echi Over. How do you do a bracha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur ala kois? Anybody learned that? Yemi, so I had recently. If you do Zman, you Kabbali Keter Yom Kippur. How can you do a bracha on the kois? On the one with to say Sheikh Yonu. If you do Sheikh Yonu on a kois, you accept Yom Kippur. You accept Yom Kippur, you can't eat. The Gemara brings a right to that. The Gemara says, so the last one line for the end, lazily nuka, give it to a baby to eat. The baby cheated, meaning a small child. Lazily gavacha dimasrim. The Gemara says the problem, I can't give it to the baby to eat, because if the baby drinks, he's going to come to learn to drink in Yom Kippur. So I have to avoid that. Okay. The child is like this. Says the Rekeach, what do you mean the baby's going to drink? But I didn't drink. Does it help? So you see from here that I don't have to drink. He can do the bracha. I do the bracha. He drinks. It's good enough. So if the Moitzi is doing a bracha and he's eating, it's good enough. I'm Yetzi. I don't have to eat the bread. I can talk. That's what Kech says. That's what Kech. The Yavlenu could have got cancer. It says, yeah, that's the last wild line to be Seisif. If you eat it, you're fine. Says the Bishayisif, Feini Roish Shur HaMisham. It's not arrived from there. There, when you do the bracha, you have in mind, I'm not going to drink it. I want him to drink it. So that was what you set up to do originally. That's fine. Each one needs to eat. How does it work? If I'm doing a bracha and you're in my meals, what do you have in mind? To be yoytze, my bracha, as if you're doing the bracha for yourself. Says there, I'm not intending to drink anyway. So I do the bracha because I want to do shechiyana. But what about the fact I have to do a kois? I can't drink the kois. I give a child to drink it instead. That's my intention. But yeah, I want to eat. I'm going to eat the bread because I'm going to eat with your bracha. So your bracha and your eating doesn't make me eat. Says the Bishayisif.
I'm not clear. If I make the bracha and I'm handing out the challah, somebody else eats it already, can I talk?
No. I says no.
No, it's reverse.
No. The reverse doesn't work. The patch doesn't work. Maybe I use the port. Say, because you did the bracha, you have to eat. If you have intention to eat.
You just said
the yayin, somebody else. So it's probably part of the question of Bisezef. There, that's the whole setup. I'm going to do the bracha. You get, no, because the bracha there is not the boy pre-coffin, even though you're doing pre-coffin. It's the kiddush. So for the kiddush, or for Sheikh Yanu, he's drinking for me. But here it says the Bishayisif, here I'm doing a bracha, I think your point is a very gishmaka point, I'll get to that in a moment. It says here, everyone is doing the bracha for themselves.
Just pure bracha.
So the Bishayisif doesn't say bracha senen. He doesn't mention, he just says, here everyone wants to do it for himself. I want to eat. How do I eat? With your bracha. So your bracha works for me. So if your bracha is working for me, so what do I have over here? You're doing a bracha because I might see. And you want to work for me, so I have to eat. He may be mean because an animal. How does you're eating? How does it help me for me? That's what the Bishayisif says. The Bishayisif did not mention because an animal. He just says, I want to eat from it. Your bracha doesn't work. Says the Dar Kamosha number 7. V'lin nirim divrei rukach. So I agree with rukach. Shemeacha shetom echad min aprusa apsiyo yotzu kulum mideah v'atiris kosher bracha. So it's the same with kosher bracha. If I drank Kiddush, you don't have to drink the Kiddush. That's the halacha of the Rabbanan Hilchos Kiddush. So if I'm eating the betzia for myself, and you heard me, you're yaitza. I don't have to eat. That says the Rabbah. That's how he brings over here. Zokt over here, so the Ramah agrees with the Rekech. The Vilna Gaon number 8 says what? They bring the Gemara in Eruvin, and he asks the question of Bisezis, and Bisezis says, the Gemara in Eruvin is not a good Raya, because there, that's the whole setup, I don't want to drink at all. So he says, I think the Raya is something else. I think the Raya is the Gemara in Pesachim, says the Gaon. Look at the Gemara in Pesachim, it's the top of the page, number 9. The Gemara brings, that's the sugya, the famous sugya of Kiddush Mekom Seudah. So what does it say over there? B'nei Adam, number 9 on the top, Shekidshu Beis HaKnesses, they did Kiddush and Shul. Omar Rav, Yedi Yayin Lo Yotzu, Yedi Kiddush Yotzu. Says Rav, why do they have to do Bar Pirgavim for them? Because they heard Bar Pirgavim in the Shul. They're going home, they have to do another Bar Pirgavim. But Kiddush Yotzu. Because Rav holds, you don't have to do Kiddush Mekom Seudah. Shmuel Amar v'dei Kiddush Lo Yotzu. Why? Because Kiddush Mekom Seudah. Ela le Rav, lama le Kiddush Yabesei? Why do Kiddush Yom? Kedei lo yitzi bono v'nei b'yisoy. Because you have to be mighty other people. Ulu Shmuel Amar Kiddush Yabesei? Why do Kiddush in Shul? Lafuk yorichim nidei chavos adach lo v'shosu because they eat in Shul. So Shmuel says, you're doing Kiddush in Shul. So the question, you do a Kiddush Shul, does that work or does not work? According to Rav, it works for the Kiddush, not for the wine. According to Shmuel, it works for the people that are there. It says the guy number 8, going back to number 8, he says like this, V'nire, Shiraya, so mima shekosu b'hari psochim, of kufa on base, omar rabbi de Kiddush yotu de yayin lo yotu. Mishu efsek. They're not yaitze because of Kiddush, because of Efsek, because they're going to go home and drink wine. I can't be yaitze with the Bar Priya Goffin that I had in Shul. Shini Mokab Dafko to have Efsek. I feel answer Sudo. That's what he says. He says, oh, I'll tell you what Pshat is. There, the only problem is because you're doing the Kiddush in Shul and eating at home. It's too far away. But if I'm eating in Shul, I don't have to drink. I just hear the Kiddush, I'm fine. So says the going, that's the Raya. The Raya is, I don't have to drink. I just have to hear Bar Pirgavim, I'm yaitze. The only problem there is according to Raya because I'm going back home. But if I'm not going back home, I'm fine. Like Shmuel says for the Archim. That's what the Raya is. Says the going, but look at Toys over there. Go back to number 9 on the top. Toys over there says, so the Toys says, they drink, says Toys. I've got the Kiddush Yotzu b'shmiyo, even though Kiddush is enough to hear, you have to drink. Now they have sick. If you heard Kiddush, a Bar Pirgavim, you didn't drink, you're not yaitze. So clearly says the Goyim, the Tais disagrees with this concept. Go back to the Goyim, Tais disagrees with this. So says the Goyim, maybe the Raya is from the Gemara over there. If you understand the Gemara, they don't drink. But Tais says clearly they do drink. So says the Goyen, Besaysef, against the Ramah, against the Rekech, the Ramah agrees with, if I'm eating, I'm doing a bracha, and I'm eating, that doesn't help you. Now look at the Ramah inside. The Ramah tells us, the Ramah is in the wide lines in the Shulchan Aruch, going back to number 9. Says the Ramah, better not to stop, okay? Even, this by the way, this is a point going back to before, you do a bracha, you have to say, you remember it, even if it's Tzorech Su, the better not to stop. Unless you have to, but better not to stop. V'ha, says the Ramah, Tim Sach Tvorim B'Tayim Tzorech Lachzor Levarech. Hayinu Davko Shesach Koyim Sheyoich HaBitzeya. That's all if he ate before the, what it does, the bracha he eats. Aval HaChakach Lo HaVesich HaHefsek. But if the one who does the bracha he eats, it's fine. Al B'Shadayim Lo Ochlo Acherim Subim. Kvar Yotzu Kulam B'Achiz HaBitzeya. They all yaitz if he eats. They don't have to eat, everybody eat. You do it, chibur mitzvah, everybody's joining the mitzvah. But without that, your yaitzeh, his bracha with his eating. It's fine. That's what he says. Chiddush of the Ramah. Look over here in the in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah tells us, says the Mishneh Berurah the following. He says, number 13. So he says, Avachakach, Zog Mishneh Berurah, Pirush, Afilu Yisichu, even though they talked, the guys talked, right over here, Afilu Yisichu Achakach Hashemim, the Yoytzeh B'Kos HaKodesh Yitamu, even though they spoke, it's not a problem. Because the Mevorach is Yaitse. So he explains it more. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Miu lechatchil vaday osu lekol echad mehashem lafsik odim sheiter." Even according to Rama, lechatchil don't do that. Vinei zeu rak das Rama. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's Rama's sheiter. Aval kimat kol achronim cholkim olav. Almost everybody argues with him. Siu de loyodi v'shemia mevorach atzvei kishesach kodim timos shechoz mevorach. They're not different than the one does the bracha. Same way the one does bracha has to eat and he can't do a hefsek. So also the one who's listening can't do it. So that's first of all, says the Mishneh Berurah, the Achronim disagree with the this Ramah. If he himself spoke, this is what you point out. Even though they didn't speak, they didn't eat, they didn't say they eat, but they didn't speak. 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 They didn't. So I think he's basically, and I put down, it's basically your case. If the person ate, it's not exactly your case. They're talking about, he did a bracha, he spoke, they didn't speak, they took the piece of bread and ate. It's the fact, because they heard a bracha, they didn't do a second, they ate. Says the Mishmura, that's not good, he refers to the bureau, to what he says in the Bureau of Lach. So they bring over here, the pshat is, well, he does a bracha, doesn't eat, his bracha is bracha levatol. I can't use a bracha levatol of somebody else to use it on my food. If his bracha works, I can draw that bracha to myself. But if his bracha is not working for himself, it can't work for me. Right? So that's what the Mishneh Berurah here is, he thinks, if he needs to have a good bracha first. Now, once he has a good bracha, the question is, do I have to eat and use that bracha as well? And that's the big machlekes over here. There are molds, it's fine, even if he didn't eat. He ate, you ate with his bracha. And now you're fine. And according to many other achronim, you must eat in order to be yetze. And then the Biroloch has a very long arichos here to come and say that the rayas, the proofs of the rekeach and the ramal, what the ramal is basing on the rekeach is really different shah of the rekeach. And if he wants to say that maybe nobody agrees that you're allowed to do that. Then he concludes. That's what he wants to say. That's what Rekach also says. So the mice, it comes out, the Mishneh Berurah holds, that's a big problem. Now, why is this an issue? We have a lot of times an issue. I mean, if you have the Ramah, do you do a bracha again? We always have a problem when a person has sofik brachas. What do we paskin? Sofik brachas, you don't do a bracha. So we have the Ramah. The Ramah says, this is a person did a bracha, a person ate, your wife hears and someone says something, do they do a bracha again? Mishabu says, many achrim, all you do, but the Ramah says you don't. Poshup shat, halachal maisach, you don't, because the Ramah holds, you don't do it. You're not supposed to do a bracha again. It's a sofik bracha account. And the Ramah concludes, the Mishneh Berurah concludes, Tzarchiyun Ladina, I'm not sure what to do, Lamaisa. I'm not sure, it says. So Lamaisa, this is Lamaisa, he brings also, just to understand how many Achronim argue on this Ramah, it's the Taz Magreb Ram, Eliyahu Rabo, the Pri Chodosh, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chaya Adam, Shir Blacha, V'Alacha Berurah. And he says, I think also the Goyin disagrees, because the Goyin says this differently. So he says, most Achronim disagree, everybody basically disagrees with the Ramah. But he's not sure what to do, Allah Chalamayis is the Mishneh Berurah. We don't know what to do, we don't say a bracha. But the Mishneh Berurah, a person listens to a bracha, you should eat. You should make sure to eat, because the Chori, you have your problem of this Ramah. Okay, so that was the second point. Third point here, very interesting also, very Megiyah Lamayis. You have over here a Shari Tshuva number 11. The Shari Tshuva says the following. Look at the Shari Tshuva. Ayan Barayet, if I ain't putting Meiris Chagbei Simonei, Shibnei Odom, Shiyoishvim Memesi Ba'achas, the Kol Echad Koyis Lefon of the Kaddish. Everybody's, there's a big room. Everybody's into his own Kiddush. Wontir Bikas Ayan Yishavoch HaKulam. Everybody does a bracha. Umi Shekot HaBeich Oyin Yamen Achar Bikas Chaver Ebechak HaMekachim. Love, so you have, everybody's doing on main and the other one. Love Shavi Al is not good. V'goyim Be'efsek Zer Bracha Levatolam. Meaning, to say Omein is also a hefsek, because that's not part of your bracha. Don't do Omein in between. In other words, you're doing Birkas Amoitzi. Well, Amoitzi Lachim in Aretz. The other guy says Birkas Amoitzi. Can I do Amen for eight? So you can't do Amen. What?
Amen to the other guy's bracha.
Yeah.
You can't. That
I'm not being eight, so am I. Can't do Amen. Now, this is the gal on my side. Remember when I got married and I came home and I came to my father's house, so my brothers got very nervous with, because I did my own Amoitzi. I don't know if it was the right thing to do. We'll get to that. But I did my own Amoitzi. I got very excited that I'm a newlywed and I have my own. I'm doing my own Baal Bais, right? So I'm going to do my own Amoitzi. So my father did Amoitzi, and he did Amoitzi, he gave bread, started to cut the challah, not to cut the challah, to give to each one of the people. I'm doing Amoitzi now. So my brothers asked me to please wait to do Amoitzi. Why? Because if they, going back to what we just learned, Pepashas, not like the Ramah, most boys can agree, that everybody has to eat the challah, it's as if he did his own bracha. So you're waiting for the Balabais to cut his challah. He's cutting his challah. You didn't get your bread yet. Or you get your piece. You didn't eat your piece. Then you hear another Amoitzi. You're not supposed to say Amen. Maybe according to the Ramah, you should say Amen, because according to the Ramah, you're Yotze. Amen is the beginning. So he told me, wait with your, don't deal with the bracha until I get my piece of challah. So I'm able to say Amen in your bracha, because if not, I can't say Amen, or we're getting into issues with saying Amen. It's something false, you can't say Amen. Right? Even according to the Ramah, you could. So better, wait, I want to say Amen in your bracha. I can't say Amen, it's a problem. Or I may make a mistake, I'll hear your bracha, I'll say Amen, I'll have a hefsek.
Yeah, but what about the bracha that the first person said? Can you say Amen on that? Can the rest of the table?
Yes, for sure, that's for sure. Because that will have to do a little with last week's year, that Amen is part of the bracha. That will get to Beis Hashem. That's fine. Amen on the first bracha, that's part of the bracha. But Amen in a different bracha is not part of the bracha. So if I have over here, I'm saying a bracha, and then someone else is saying a bracha. You basically see b'shal nashim. You have a party. You're in a simcha. I'm saying a geffen. You're saying a geffen. I'm yaitz with you. You're another geffen. Amen. Don't say amen before you drink, because your amen is absent. Again, it happens a lot. You have in the same table. You have a few people. Each one does his own bracha, and you're doing amen before you drink, before you eat. You can't eat. I mean, kiddush is different because you're yaitz without it. But if amen is a problem, that's what comes out of here. You should not do a hefsek of amen between your bracha and your eating. That's what the Shachua says. The Mishabru brings it as well. Shouldn't do a main in between.
But again, on
the first one, for sure, you should tell me. That's for sure. To get a main, which is a bracha, which is not associated with what you're doing right now. Right? That's what it is. Now, if you look, so that's the second, that's the next, that's the third point. The next bracha we're going to learn today is the last one over here. As you have, the Shulchan Aruch goes on to Sif Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says the following. Reuven Shan Noitel Yodov Lachilo. He's washing hands to eat. V'Yaakov Ayan Avorech HaMoitzi. And Yaakov is doing a Moitzi. V'Nizkaven Loitzi HaShem. Yaakov says, Bukas Moitzi for everybody, but what's going on over here? Reuven is washing. He didn't wash it. So what happened? You have your son comes home late from Dami. He was with his friend. He runs, he washes his hands, and you were doing Amoitzi. Amoitzi Lachim in Aretz. Can he do now until Sadaim? So Shulchan Aruch, yes. He can say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Kishlam Tzivon, until Sadaim, and then eat the bread. What about a Hefsek? It's not a Hefsek. Why is it not a Hefsek? It's being in suit. I'm washing to eat. We said you could do a hefsek of anything that has to do with the meal. So this time is the same thing. So it's not really a big chiddush. We just said you could say bring salt. You could say feed the animals. So of course you could say in the name. Since Mishabur, that's not the chiddush. You know what the chiddush is? Look at the right side of page number 14. So the Mishabur of the Rekha Nigev, Uadin, Kashakol and Tilu, because it's the name, you can even wash afterwards. You can even wash afterwards. You come home, the Baal Bayit have to say, Omayt Zerach Milaretz, Omein, wash your hand, and the Zedayim, and eat the bread based on the bracha that you heard before. It's fine. Why is it fine? Why? Because it's Tzoy Tzuda. God gave it to me, David, it calls the law of Zedayim, Efsik, David, Tzoy Tzuda. It's part of the meal. Kanal. V'lo yinokad loshin zeh lo yiris lanu, tim birka zetiyah Zedayim, haya b'shoh, shiyakob, because Omayt Zedayim, de lo yotza. You know what the problem is? It says, you know what the chiddush is? If while he was saying Amoitzi, I was saying Al Tiyas Adayim, then it's a problem. You can't say, you have to be quiet and listen to the Amoitzi. So the chiddush is you're washing. You're about to say Al Tiyas Adayim, don't do Al Tiyas Adayim. Wait to hear Amoitzi. Say Amein. Amein part of the bracha. Then say Al Tiyas Adayim. Why? Because you have to hear the bracha. And you have to have in mind to be here to the bracha. That's what it says. You have to hear what he's saying. Listen and be right to the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to say no, Rabbi. My ben echshoyim b'zev l'shabbos kiddush kabayim moitzim b'nevitu kiddush. Many times a kiddush, person is doing kiddush, and people are busy with other things. So you have to stop and listen to the kiddush very carefully. Every word of the kiddush, because you have to be yaitze with him. Well, then, Kiddush, you have to have in mind, I'm Yoytze the Kiddush. A place can bring, when a person does Kiddush at home, she tells his wife and kids, everybody should have in mind to be Yoytze the Kiddush. Because you have to have in mind to Yoytze that bracha. So you may, what says, so he says like this, of course you could do, between them, hearing a Moitze, you could do Al Tiyas Adayim, you can even watch Al Tiyas Adayim. But you can't do it doing that Moitze. Doing that Moitze, you have to have Kavana to be Yoytze the bracha, and hear every word. So stop whatever you're doing. Stop, listen to the bracha, sell main, and then continue doing what you're doing. That's Tzorech Chesuda, and then it's fine.
You make Kiddush, right? And they say Omein. That's part of it, right? And everybody says Omein. Question comes up once, I know somewhere I read it. The woman makes Shechiyona first.
Yeah, that's the thing. We spoke about it a few times. Oh. In the Shurim over here, to whatever the Omein Shechiyona, most places came on. It's also Tzorech. It's part of it. It's not an issue. Because it's part of the Tzorech. That's a little to get to our sugya. It's related somewhat because question of the big machlekes of place can the woman who did shechiyona say amen in the shechiyona? Yeah. So many achrayim say yes because it's soyuch, it's part of the meal. It's all part of it. It's part of this what you're doing right now, even though she's not yoytze. That's what neither Moshe says and others. Others say don't say amen. Machlekes in the place. But the is that here you have to be careful to hear it. So we learned today four main halachas. Obviously, some small things came in, but four main halachas that we learned that we went through today. Number one is you could do an hefsek between a bracha and the achila. Four things have to do with the meal. Lechatchila not, don't do a hefsek if you can't avoid it. But with the end of yes, the most classic thing for us is where's the salt or where's the knife? Many people are careful to say sakin in Hebrew. You don't have to say it, you could say in English too. It's just maybe to make sure that people don't get mixed up and think that you can do other things. But anything within the meal you're allowed to do is not a problem. That is number one.
Would it be better to go get the knife yourself rather than ask someone for it? Does it make a difference in terms of hefsek or right?
That's a good question.
Yourself, you realize the knife's not there. It's right over there. Instead of telling your 10-year-old kid to get it, are you better off just going, keep quiet, just go get it and come back?
Is that including the lechatchila of not to talk in the middle? Maybe yes. Because we pass lechatchila, don't stop in the middle. So is going in the middle worse than talking? As bad as talking?
The same thing as walking to wash and come back.
Right.
Right,
but if I'm saying sakin, if you could do it, let's put the question this way. If it would be faster if you say it.
Okay.
So then lechur is saying is better. Because you want to be masmich, the bracha to the thing as much as possible. If it's not faster, I would think, l'chura, it's better to do it yourself. I would think so. So that's number one, to do the hefsek. Number two, if it's not tzorech chesuda, it's a hefsek. And you have to go say the bracha again. If it's between the bracha and putting the food in the mouth, definitely have to do it. If you're already swallowed, you definitely don't have to do it, even though it's less like a zeis, better to eat it like a zeis. If you're chewing, big discussion the achrayim. Then we're going to go on nice. It says you don't do the bracha again if you already have the food in your mouth. But obviously, better to swallow. So that's why you're eating something to swallow before you say what you have to say. The third thing is, so that was regarding doing the if you do a hefsek. The third thing is, what happens if the boitseya, the one who does the bracha, ate and you didn't eat? Is that fine or not? The rekech says it's fine, papashtas. Pishaysif, all the achrayim say no, it's not fine. You have to eat yourself. The ramah is the one who passes like a rekech. Again, meaning if he does the bracha and he's eating, he's going to you. Usually the biggest anenim is I'm not eating, but if he's eating, I was yaitz with him, I don't have to eat right away, at least b'diavad according to the ramah. And then we shmuz tzachin ledina. So parashas for us, you don't go do a bracha again because you're yaitz. And then finally, the fourth thing is that you could do nitil sadaim and wash and do nitil sadaim between birkas hamoitzi and eating, not a problem. Tzach suda, but doing birkas hamoitzi, you have to be quiet and listen to every word because that's how you are yaitze. Oh, and one more point we said on next other point is when a person is doing a bracha and eating, you can't say amen in other brachas. Say amen in your bracha for that bracha. Say amen in other brachas, can't say. So a person is doing a mitzvah, another one is doing a mitzvah. Don't say amen in him. That's a half step between the bracha and the achila. Now, one last thing we'll end with. This is maybe it's a little bit of a almost a haskell. If you realize there is especially a tzahara that tries to come to people to talk when they're not supposed to talk. So always when the person is about to put mouth in mouth, there's always something so important that needs to be said at that moment. And he always is the one of the children have to say, he has molded mouth, and he has to tell his brother about the Lego piece that was on the other side of the house. They have to say at that moment, swallow, then usually it's not so important anymore. But that, whenever we talk about these things, this hefsex, the Yetzirah is trying to make us talk, we're not supposed to talk. So the chatchila, a person should take the bracha, eat right away, finish swallowing at least a kazais, that's the chatchila, and then you talk, then it's fine. That's the right way to do the Birkas HaMoitzi. Okay, everybody, so we'll stop over here. Peis Hashem, we'll continue with these halachas next week.
I have to show this to you. None of mine just sent this to me Friday afternoon.
Call to Eretz Yisrael.